USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is banning all gatherings of 50 or more people in New York to help stop the spread of coronavirus. He's also ordering gyms, casinos, and theaters to close at 8 o'clock tonight, as well as a ban on restaurants and bars taking in customers. The New York Democrat reminds everyone,
we strongly advise that only services and businesses that are essential stay open: grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies, medical facilities.
Bars and restaurants in Illinois and Michigan are also set to close. The Supreme Court is postponing oral arguments for the rest of March. A statement from the High Court cites a growing coronavirus threat. Meantime, the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House is also being called off. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are also meeting to discuss coronavirus relief. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal, because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Trading is resuming on Wall Street after it was stopped after the Dow and S&P both fell by more than 8% seconds after the opening bell. This is the third time in the last week that trading was halted. Ritholtz Wealth Management CEO Josh Brown tells CNBC,
the news may get worse, but the market's shock will ultimately wear off.
President Trump says he's strongly considering a pardon for a former national security advisor. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump says, in his words, he is strongly considering a full pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Trump made the announcement yesterday in a Twitter post. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI about having had contact with Russian officials.
The Justice Department, led by Attorney General Bill Barr, is now reviewing the handling of the case against Flynn. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders go head-to-head in the 11th Democratic presidential debate. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden hitting the debate stage. Because of coronavirus, there's no audience, and the event moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Washington, D.C. CNN sponsoring this 11th debate of the 2020 election cycle. Biden asked, what do you say to Americans confronting the new reality of life due to the coronavirus? His answer?
First of all, my heart goes out to those who have already lost someone or those who are suffering from the virus, and this is bigger than any one of us. This is calls for a national rallying to everybody move together. And I laid out in detail what I would do if were I president today. You can go to joebiden.com .com. I laid it out in significant detail. But there are three pieces of this. First of all, I have to take care of those who, in fact, are exposed or likely to be exposed to the virus. And that means we have to do testing. We have to get the testing kits up and ready.
Uber Eats is waiving delivery fees associated with orders from independently owned restaurants due to economic concerns over the coronavirus. The company says local restaurants need the business now more than ever. Additionally, the company is increasing its contactless delivery service, allowing customers to have food delivered on their doorstep. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.